This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday the 29th of January. I'm Roger Hearing.
So how did the markets react to that? Well, earlier I spoke to Chris Lowe of FTN Financial in New York. I asked him how the market reacted to both the US GDP figures and that Japanese interest rate cut.
I think if you had told me this morning that we'd see a 400-point rally in the Dow on the back of disappointingly weak GDP numbers, I would have told you you were crazy. But that's exactly what's happened. We had a negative rate decision by Japan. That sparked a rally in bond markets around the world, including U.S. Treasuries. And that better yield environment is, it looks really good to equity buyers. So that was one reason to be happy. And then we're in this perverse situation where a weak economy is likely to keep the Fed from raising rates. And so I think it's the combination of those two things, lower long-term yields in reaction to the Japanese decision and lower short-term yields because the Fed is effectively benched for their March meeting. Although I hasten to add, we did hear from one Fed official today, the head of the Dallas Fed. He said he hasn't made up his mind yet.
And you've also, of course, got in the background at the same time all the problems which we've been looking at in the last few weeks, the commodities generally, the oil price, although the oil price steadied today, I think.
It did steady today, and I think part of what's happening is this is what happens in markets at extreme tops and extreme bottoms. You get this crazy volatile behavior, but it certainly is sort of a relief, right, to see some volatility to the upside for once.
Chris Lowe there of FTN Financial in New York. So, in numbers, well, on Wall Street, the Dow ended up 2.5% at 16,466. Here in London, the 100 share index was also up 2.6% at 60.83. And currently, keeping an eye on oil, March New York Light crude oil was up 52 cents at $33.74 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.